Grace, mercy, and peace are now yours from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, sometimes we don't want to travel down a certain path. You wake up in the morning, on Sunday morning, and you see the forecast, snow. You don't want to go down that path. Or you're on vacation, and you see the dreaded orange signs that take you off the path that you know, the word detour. Or you're in the doctor's office and he utters the dreaded words, chemotherapy and radiation. Don't want to go down that path. We're calling to the boss's office or the sergeant's office and he utters the words, relocation or deployment. Don't want to go down that path. Sometimes in life, we do not want to travel down a certain path. And today in our gospel lesson, Peter did not want to travel down the road that Jesus had set for himself and his disciples. The way of trouble, the way of hardship, the way of suffering and persecution, the way of death, and the way of death by Roman execution on a cross. Jesus had just fed thousands of people with barely anything twice. Jesus had just raised the dead. He had just walked on the water. He healed the guy who was blinded from birth. And now, what is he talking about? This road. Jesus had just asked the disciples who they thought he was. And Peter exclaimed, "You are the Christ, the Messiah, the chosen one to redeem Israel." And now Jesus begins to teach the disciples, and what does he begin to teach? The way of the cross. The Son of Man must suffer many things, Jesus says, be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law. He must be killed. And Jesus spoke about these things plainly to his disciples, the Bible says. No wonder Peter takes Jesus aside privately and rebukes him. Lord, you have all power. You can do all things. Don't you remember what you've done? We're behind you, Jesus. You don't need to suffer and die. You need to rule and reign. Take your power and begin your kingdom. You surely don't need to suffer and die. We need you, Jesus. We're behind you, Jesus. Yes, Peter, you are behind me. Stay behind me. Get behind me, Satan, Jesus responds to Peter. Because the things you are thinking of are not the things of God. Sometimes we don't want to travel down a certain path in life. And we, like Peter, don't want to travel the way of the cross. We, like Peter, want Jesus to rule and reign. We want Jesus to heal the sick, to raise the dead, and to provide abundantly. We want him to heal our ills, strengthen our weaknesses, provide abundantly, not just for our needs, but our desires. Wave his magic hands and make all of our problems go away. But Jesus, as he told Peter, tells us when we scoff at the way he's chosen, the way of the cross, get behind me, Satan, for your thoughts are not the thoughts of God. Sometimes we do not want to travel down a certain path in life, but Jesus calls us today as he called Peter many years ago to get behind him and follow him to the way of the cross. Whoever wants to be my disciple, Jesus said, whoever must deny himself and take up their cross and follow me. But what does that mean for us today? Thank God we do not have to experience what Peter experienced during Holy Week, seeing with his very eyes his Jesus, his Savior, his best friend, being brutally punished, crucified, dead, and buried in a tomb for the sins of the world. We do not have to experience what Peter did. But if we're truly honest with ourselves, whenever we look at the cross, we should experience an awe-filled sorrow, because it is your sin and my sin that compelled Jesus, our Savior, our best friend, to go the way of the cross. If I was the only person alive, or if I was the only sinner, Jesus would have chosen the cross for me, for you. We don't have to pick up a real cross as Peter would 30 years after Jesus did. But when we hear Jesus' words, we know we are called to deny ourselves, to crucify our hopes and our dreams and our ideas and our little kingdoms on this earth. And that's a tough thing for us Americans to do, because we're all about the American dream. We're called to allow Jesus Christ, the one who is in the lead, to guide our ways, our hopes, and our dreams, so that we may bear much fruit, abundant fruit for His kingdom, not ours. In other words, the call to deny ourselves and pick up our crosses and follow Jesus may mean sacrificing climbing the corporate ladder to do what is right, to not lie, to not steal, to not harm one's reputation. Perhaps we're called up to give a higher paid job in order to be a better mom or dad, or to be able to be a mom or dad to somebody who doesn't have a mom or dad. Donate our time to someone. We're called to deny ourselves and see our job as parents or mentors to the young as more important than the accumulation of power and wealth. Or perhaps we're called to sacrifice the opportunity or possibility of popularity or power in order to serve those in need. To not speak rudely about someone so that you can seem funny. To defend the reputation of another whom you may not like because simply it's the right thing to do. Or perhaps to refrain from retaliating against someone who has hurt you or your reputation. We're called to deny ourselves, our rights, our egos. Deny the temptation to tear down even those who have torn us down. We're called to deny ourselves, our rights, our egos, and see that we are put here on earth by God to serve, not to be served. Even those who hate us and are considered our enemies. And for us Americans, I would assert denying ourselves and taking up our cross certainly means sacrificing our pocketbooks more than we have in order to help those in need. Instead of investing in more toys and treats for ourselves, God is calling us, I believe, more than ever to invest in His church, in our communities, and especially in those who have nothing, literally nothing around the world. People who have not even fresh water to drink. We're called to deny ourselves and see that all that we have been given is really God's possessions, entrusted to us to care for other people, to serve other people, not ourselves. And finally, for many Christians around the world, they are being called to suffer and even die horrific deaths for the name of Jesus, all because He's called them to be His disciples. And it's a growing trend. And Facebook and other social medias bring it right into your living room. You see people being abducted and killed simply because they're Christian. And that should cause you and me on this snowy Sunday to pause and to humbly fall to our knees and to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ and their families. And to begin to consider, what if this trend hits our borders or our shores? Are we ready to confess Christ in the face of death, as Christians on the other side of the world are? For Jesus said, and He meant, whoever should save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. Whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, Jesus said, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with all of his holy angels. Yes, sometimes we do not want to travel down a certain path in life. And always, we would never choose to travel the way of the cross because it is a hard path. And we do not like hard paths, troubled roads. Thanks be to Jesus. He chose the hard path for us. He himself bore the cross, our punishment, our shame from God the Father for our forgiveness and for our salvation. And he himself has chosen us to be his disciples because he knows the joy, not the sorrow, the joy that is found in being behind Jesus, the author and creator of all things, good things, very good things, our very being, our faith, and our eternal life, perfect eternal life with him. Jesus made the choice for us because he knew we would not make the choice to walk the way of the cross. We, in our sinful natures, always, always choose the path of glory, the path of glory for our sakes, not knowing that it too leads to death, a worse death, eternal death. And so that's why Jesus made the choice. He made the choice for himself to suffer and be crucified for our sins. But even more, he made the choice for us to join him, to be crucified with him, buried with him in the waters of baptism. So that as we are crucified with him in baptism, we might also be raised to a new life, a resurrected life with him, so that now we can see our lives, our jobs, our studies, our possessions, our relationships, all as gifts. Gifts from God that we now use to glorify not ourselves, but him as we serve others. Thanks be to Jesus that he gave little Adley, who we baptized at the 10:45 service, and Andrew and Alora as parents, who have been crucified with Christ themselves as parents, for they would not let her sinful nature grow up and choose her own path. They would not let the world raise their daughter. They know, as cute as Adley is, she would never and could never, just like you and I, could never choose Jesus in our sinful conditions. And so as good disciples, followers of Jesus, they would bring her to Jesus and let Jesus, by the power of his word, crucify her sinful nature and raise her to a beautiful life in this life, a new resurrected life. And so now today, little Adley will get behind Jesus, like mom and dad and Peter and James and John, and she will follow Jesus. We follow Jesus. We follow the way of the cross. We deny ourselves. We die to self. We follow Jesus. It's a path we wouldn't choose. It's a path he chose for us. A path we're glad he chose, because although there is a cross on this path, we know that he ultimately carried that cross for us into death and out of the tomb. The way of the cross is not a path you and I would choose, because at first glance it's hard and sorrowful and leads to death. But this death is a good death, because this death leads to life. Eternal, resurrected, perfect life. True glory. Jesus has blazed a path through his death and through ours so that we might live forever. Sometimes in life we don't want to travel down a certain path, but this is a path we want to travel down because Jesus is in the lead and Jesus leads to eternal life. Amen.